Woody Harrelson made a name for himself behind the bar at Cheers, and since then for his memorable on-screen performances and off-screen crusades.
It's not that Woody is a stranger who brushes with the law. He was arrested for planting hemp seeds in Kentucky.
What is this podcast?
Yeah, that's true.
What are we doing here today?
Let's take
we
a step
just
back.
Accidentally get to your garage at 7 in the morning?
I know.
To eat Wendy's.
Wendy's Donuts.
To eat our new sponsor, Wendy's Donuts. You know who you are, Wendy.
Wendy's
you know who
donuts,
you are. So.
Donuts on the west side.
Is that Wendy's Donuts on the west side. I'm a jingle guy.
Hey.
Jingle kind of guy?
Evidently. Where did you Reddit? This is a podcast we do every week-ish about the internet by way of Reddit, where we discuss hot things on the net that week and things that we found. Actually, I guess we don't really do that. We don't really talk about current events on the internet. As we talk about more like we find one subreddit we like and then we dig in deep because Reddit is crazy and confusing. It goes on for days. And most things on Reddit, even though they have massive mass appeal, are super super niche subcultures.
Mm.
So this is an opportunity for us to understand what those subcultures are all about and try to make sense of them.
Yeah, we discover subcultures right. going on Reddit, and right. we most of the time I've never heard of them. So
yeah, exactly.
And they seem to be endless. So I'm always like, my mind is always a little bit blown at that these things just continually exist. I mean, we're just talking about the roast me subcommunity, which seems to be like new and trendy.
And how many?
Fun.
I mean, they've got, 320,000 readers.
Yeah,
there,
so that's like a huge one. Yeah. And the one we're talking about today is called what?
Today we're talking about AMA disasters.
So how do you spell that?
This one takes a little bit more explanation. So AMA, AMA, so this is a double description here, because AMA is Ask Me Anything, right? And it's this, for anybody new to Reddit, I think it might be the most popular subreddit on Reddit, right? Or one of them. Boobs, you would probably know that you're the statistician
AMA,
over here.
AMAs are like one of the most popular subs.
Right. So
let me see if I can find out exactly which one, but you see them all the time.
Right.
On the top, on the front page.
So, yeah, so AMAs are, they typically will get a celebrity or somebody who's had something interesting happen to them that's really noteworthy, and it's an Ask Me Anything. So it's like, hi, I'm the CEO of, you know,
Nabisco.
Yeah, I'm CEO of Nabisco. Like,
ask me anything.
We just created a cookie that that both dogs and humans can enjoy together, right? And then it's an Ask Me Anything. And then, so, you know, Reddit is really the front page of the internet and a good example of the microcosm of the internet. So you get some people who are like, hi, Jim. Thanks so much. I've enjoyed your cookies for a long time, and I really enjoy your new product. Tell me how it came to be, right? And you have some people who are just like,
I got the shit from your cookies.
Exactly. Or people who are just like, can you help explain why the Dakota Pipeline, why you personally have invested in the, and like, people get really deep and really heavy shit.
Hold people accountable.
And so AMA disasters is, and AMAs happen, they're always happening, right? I guarantee there's like four today, right?
Yeah.
But
AMA, it can be as general as like, I'm a guy who's 26 and lives with my parents.
Yeah, ask me anything.
It's not like, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody necessarily special.
Exactly.
But people will just jump on that and be like, yeah, I'll ask this guy some fucking questions. Yeah. Like,
and the really popular ones tend to be the celebrities. But anyway, AMA disasters is ones where they've gone way off the rails. Or they, I mean, why don't you just read the description, boobs? Like, I think it's probably the best way to start.
All right. So, what is an AMA disaster? This subreddit is for those epic Ask Me Anything posts where, for whatever reason, Reddit turns on the original poster.
Right.
Please post links to threads on RIAMA or any other subreddit that hosts an AMA that falls under the category of complete disaster for the original poster.
Right.
So it seems to be inspired by a particularly disastrous Woody Harrelson AMA.
I know.
I looked that one up, and the very top comment, he's like, Hi, Reddit. It's Woody here. I'm in New York doing interviews for my new film, Rampart. This was 4 years ago. Opens in theaters in February. Like, I'll answer all the questions I can. Like, here's verification.
Right, really nice.
Really pleasant, nice. Yeah. Like, wants to plug his movie. The top comment is this guy named Andy Rooney. And he's like, I swear this allegedly is a true story. I went to high school in LA and you allegedly crashed our prom after party, Universal Hilton. You allegedly ended up taking the virginity of a girl named Roseanne. You allegedly didn't call her afterwards. She allegedly cried a lot. Do you remember any of this and can confirm, or have you allegedly been so knee-deep in Hollywood pootie for so long that this qualifies as a mere blip? I'm allegedly not kidding.
Roseanne, that's such a cool story.
Awesome. He then makes like a GIF story. So he like posts a bunch of GIFs that's like, so Woody walks into the high school graduation party and there's a GIF of like a really creepy NBA player like licking his lips. And most of us were like, and then you got a GIF of Prince just like staring at the camera very suspicious like.
Right.
It's really a beautiful post.
So, yeah, and it's really like the Redditor taking control of the situation. Yeah. And going.
And people are like,
ham.
Shortest AMA ever. Abort, abort. Like, after that, apparently he just disappeared and like abandoned his AMA.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's so, I was thinking about why this is, like, why people get stuck in this trap of AMA disaster, and it tends to be like a certain kind of person, right? Of this, maybe a certain age, doesn't really understand Reddit.
Yeah.
And
if they're like shilling for upvotes.
And most of them are shilling for some product or some company. Right. And they're like, oh, this will be a cool new way to get my name out there in the PR world.
Totally.
And publicize our product. But what they don't understand is people on Reddit are actual people who are, you know, going to do research.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have facts and they're going to not pull punches.
Right.
And so then they almost walk into these things thinking it's going to be like a Jimmy Kimmel interview. It's going to be like a nice 3-minute like curated talk about like this movie Rampart, which wasn't very good actually.
Yeah.
I've seen it. And then they just get blindsided by all this like actual facts and they get their shit blown up. And it's fantastic because they don't see it coming.
Yeah.
And that's kind of AMA disaster like in a nutshell.
This is one of the things
like karma.
That I feel like we see a lot in the advertising world and the marketing world where marketers and advertisers completely underestimate their audience.
Yes.
And so they end up doing things that were just like, we'll just do a simple AMA. And then people who know better go, no, don't do it.
You,
and then,
corporate.
Yeah. And then they'll do it. And it exactly happened. I mean, you see a lot of the.
I read about one with REI, the guy that was the CEO of REI, did one.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it turned into this whole shitstorm of, like, people, all the employees at REI just made accounts and started asking him questions. The CEO of
REI. Oh, my God.
And they were just, they started hounding him about the, you know, the getting people to join the co-op membership question.
Right.
They're like,
here it
everything,
is.
So this became a PR nightmare for REI and the company, where now people were like, man, I used to think REI was this cool company that was all about like wholesomeness and like exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they're just another fucking corporate like sales company and I want nothing to do with them. So it had the exact opposite effect and that sort of took away all this. So
You have to be incredibly ready to be honest. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like,
you have to be honest.
And like, that's, I mean, I remember when I was doing a lot of Taco Bell marketing, You saw, I think the CEO of Taco Bell got on there and everybody fucking loved it because people were just like, why don't you guys offer deals on 420? It's like perfect. And he's just like, well, we might. And like things like that people were like, oh, you're so sick, right? Like really simple things, but it was like him being an honest person. Because I mean, even you see stuff like, it's, I mean, I'm looking on, there's one way down here. It's like Simpsons director Mark Kirkland does AMA, misses all Simpson references, and answers like a PR robot, right? Because it's like answering like a PR robot is like the way you lose people, because it's just like, that's not the point of this. The point is not just to be like, well, if you would have just seen the film that I just put out, you'd know that blank, 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 right?
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking. Like the podcasting world has gotten so popular with interviews, like Mark Maron style interviews that are 2 hours long and they're they're honest and people cry and they talk about their actual lives.
Right.
And then you listen, you're like, oh, that was interesting because it was felt real.
Right.
As opposed to the late night talk show circuit, which feels totally unreal and scripted and totally. Bullshit. And the AMA should be the real version of a press interview or something.
Totally.
Like that.
Totally.
And when it is and when it goes correctly, you get this great response from people that actually got their questions answered. And when it goes terribly, you get a disaster and people just will pick you apart because they're anonymous and they can say whatever the fuck they want. And they do.
The difference between a good PR person and a bad PR person is whether or not, I mean, this is the same thing with like Eric Andre, right? Like if your PR person throws you into the fire with Eric Andre and you did not know what it was about, then they're a fucking idiot.
Or
they're bad at their job, right?
Or they throw Eric Andre in an interview about his show, and he fucks with you on your show.
Totally.
Because I've seen that too, which is fantastic.
But it's also one of the, I mean, you just got to understand, like, dude,
who these people are.
Research. Yeah, it's
like what the culture is you're kind of walking into.
Right. So, yeah, let's read a couple of these. And Dick, I didn't introduce this, by the way. It's your dad, and we keep talking to this. The woman to my left, her name is Dog Boobs.
Dog Boobs.
Which is not, we're not just being dicks. Every time I say that, I feel a little weird because I'm like, hey, Boobs.
No, it's like, I chose that name.
Yeah, okay.
It's Dog Boobs, and I chose it.
We chose that name for her.
Yeah, we tattooed it on her upper lip.
Because that's how much we respect her.
Because she's hard.
Yeah.
And my karma handle is... My free day, please upvote me. I only have one point.
Upvote.
You got to start roasting, dude.
Roast me, dude.
You got to roast it.
I'll put a picture up of me and get roasted.
That's actually a good way to get karma because if you post a link or if you post yourself, then you start getting tons of link karma.
Yeah.
Or post karma, rather. Because you can get comment karma, which is just people like me who are just like, you don't need to know who I am, but... Your parents look like they died in a dumpster fire, right?
I don't think somebody could say something that's so offensive to me that it would really bother me. Like,
I doubt they would, but that's also something you could say because you see that a lot where people go, I don't think you can do much to me, so try your best, fuckers.
And it might not hurt like that day, but like 3 days from now when you're like, man, he's right. I do look like a mongoloid.
Yeah.
And I can't change it.
But they might, I mean, but people also like try to dig hard, right? Like, like they might say something that you never would have expected.
Yeah.
But you're just like, dang.
Like, great, now that's a new thing I'm going to be
self-conscious
about.
But that's the whole point. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. It's just our new
situation. We're talking about AMA disasters.
AMA disasters.
PR nightmare.
So,
we all work in PR.
We all work in PR. So what's so.
What does PR stand for?
Public.
Penis relation?
Yeah, okay. I thought you were being serious.
I'm just
kidding. I was like, what?
Speaking of that, OP, I didn't know what that meant, which is something
original
that's mentioned
poster.
On AMA Disasters, so I had to look that up. Original poster would be
the
your OP.
Original poster.
Do we never
Damn,
we
look
that?
At me sounding all old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned. So
I use a flip phone.
Oh, boy. Here's an AMA disaster. Jill Stein, 2 months ago.
Man.
Who dat, Jill Stein?
Hello, Redditors. I'm Jill Stein, and I'm running for President of the United States of America on the Green Party ticket. I plan to cancel student debt, provide head-to-toe health care to everyone, stop our expanding wars, and end systematic racism. So...
I'm sorry I laugh at that, but I'm just like...
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm for feeding kids.
Yeah.
You're like, sweet, me too. Technically, I am.
I want world peace.
How are you going to do any of that?
Yeah, and I'm curious to see what people responded with.
I mean, so far I'm not seeing why it's a disaster. People are asking her questions like, I've heard one of your plans, if elected, is to disarm the police. How do you plan to accomplish that? And she says, I have not proposed disarming the police. Some countries have done this and found that police are actually safer when they're not carrying weapons. This is a non-starter in this country at this time. What I have proposed is demilitarizing the police. We should stop recycling military equipment to our police, making them an occupying force. We must train police in de-escalation technique. Like, it sounds good. Sounds fine. But I want to...
It's a political angle.
It sounds like most people who are responding are like, not like, bitch, like...
Right.
You're nattering. Get out.
Okay, so I'm. Oh man, so, yeah. So I think that there's a spectrum here too, right? Because I'm sorry, I was reading another one as well. I just found one for Charlo Green, right? So it's, hi, I'm Charlo Green, the Alaskan news anchor that said, fuck it, I quit on live television to advocate for marijuana legalization. You remember that? You remember when
that
happened?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. I'm the Alaskan news anchor that is credited with legalizing marijuana in Alaska after saying, fuck it, I quit, live on TV, which is viewed more than 100 million times around the world.
She's a black woman.
Black woman, yep.
Yeah.
I'm not facing 54 years in prison for creating Alaska's first and only safe access point for medical marijuana patients, as seen in the newest episode of 60 Seconds Talks, etc. So the top comment is, hi all. This is from the mod of the whole sub. Hi all. Charlo was replying here to questions earlier, but it looks like something upset her. She replaced all of her comments with an explicit Latin rant. Hey, this seems to be a running theme. Plus promotional links, which as moderators we've had to remove. Apologize for the disappointment, folks.
Who is this?
So her name is Charlo Green, the marijuana martyr.
Oh my God.
So she got on and just immediately started promoting herself and got mad. And the reason, so there's one comment down that says, hi, Charlo. I've been following you since you began reporting on cannabis when you worked at KTVA as a reporter. I have several questions. And it's like really like she's, you know, dragging her along a little bit, right? Why do you think it was okay to report your business you owned but not disclose your conflict of interest? Posted a link. What made you decide to trash the Kodiak bar? Was it because you were mad at the landlord, or was it because she, the judge did not side with you? Two links. When you tried to throw a Girdweed event, you failed to notify anyone within the town and pissed off quite a few residents. Instead of trying to meet with these people and hear their concerns, you decided it would be appropriate to dox one individual to over 50,000 Facebook followers. Why did you think threats would make the situation better? Two links. Whenever you get called out, you always like to drop the race card. Link. Most recently, you posted a video called The Lynching of Charlo Green. Link. Why do you think this is a race motivated when the other three individuals facing the same charges are white men? Link. You also have a history of putting on events, charging tickets for those events, and then not showing up while walking off with the money. Do you think it's not a crime to steal money from people like that? Link. You state the submissions to your cannabis cup were stolen, yet you still have cannabis available for purchase from your store, in quotes. And none of the competitors got their entry fees back. Link, link. Why did your brother stop working for Alaska Cannabis Club? Link. Why did you and Peter break up? Why did you tell people you have the first legal dispensary in Alaska? Your dispensary was never licensed to the Marijuana Control Board. Why do you tell people you single-handedly got legalization passed? Polling already showed it had likely passed. You did not participate in the campaign at all, and when town meetings were taking place to discuss the rollout of regulations, you were nowhere to be found. You were off doing shows that you were paid to attend. How could you be an activist and an entertainer at the same time?
Oh my God.
Link, link, link. Link, link, link. And then after that, it's like all the comments are like, all right, fuck it, I quit. And it's like, haha, this is awesome. I predict exactly zero questions get answered by Charlo in this thread. And then it's just people are just like, oh damn, oh shit.
Now,
and
do you think that person that's asking those is just like a citizen who's got a beef, or do you? It sounds like he knows so much.
I think it's her segment producer or something
who's like, fuck this girl, I'm gonna take her down.
Yeah.
Well, I think what ends up happening is, oh, here's the archive of the
anime. Maybe, I mean, this woman has ruffled some feathers like in her community in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She works at a news station. She may have said some shit to people over the years, and like, this is some guy who works there.
Yeah.
Who's like, all right, I'm gonna let you have it.
I mean, this is what happens with these, where it's like, if somebody could at all be a victim of questions or has in any way fucked with somebody, people are just like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I got some questions for you, right? And then it's just really a telltale of, like, how they handle it, right? Because it's like one of the top ones also was Wyclef Jean when he, like, he was like, did an AMA. And it, like, it was like, hey, Wyclef, love your music. Why did you steal from your own people? It's like, what? And then, like, all the questions are like that. So I found an archive of the Charlo thing. So it goes down, and then it's like she starts she starts responding. It's like, where to begin? I didn't. They're completely different situations. He never did. People grow apart. I don't tell anyone that. Right? And then people are like, there's proof. What did she say? It was epic, whatever. And then it's like, I'd hope you'd see the pictures of Facebook of me saying, I hope race has nothing to do with it. Doesn't count as proof of race baiting. Pics of a post where I share Michelle Hawley's name, who left the disgusting racist voicemail on a business partner's phone, doesn't count as a thread, and pics of canceled events. Posts don't count as proof no one was refunded. I hope you see that, but it's perhaps I think too highly of my haters. So, were you at the bar? So she just gets really, really defensive.
God, what a mess.
Yeah, so it just became a thing where, like, because, you know, if I were in that situation and someone was like, hey, your dad, I heard you beat the shit out of people in high school because you were a fucking bully. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I was. High school was sick.
Yeah,
high school ruled.
High school ruled. I peaked then. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where it's just like.
Well, you can't, like, if it happened so far in the past, you got to kind of just own it and move on. You can't deny. Right. And like. And even with like the Trump denial stuff, like that's what makes him look even like more petty and stupid is when he's like, you did.
I know.
You're an idiot.
I know.
It's like, you're totally. Like, this guy's such a baby.
I know.
And so when you react by being a baby and pushing back, it only makes you look worse. And right. That's when, you know, the sharks sort of smell the blood in the water and then they attack harder and harder.
Yeah,
and
Reddit,
they just destroy.
The internet is sharks, dude. And they
there's
fucking,
sharks and you're like, you have like that scab and like the scab is starting to get soft.
Totally.
And like they're just, it's like sooner or later, like you're going to start bleeding.
Right.
You're going to get fucking ripped apart.
Yeah.
Except the sharks, they don't have teeth. They've got keyboard keys.
Exactly.
Here's
they've got
a really,
words.
Really funny, sad one.
All right, let's
kind
hear
of
it.
Sad. ISIS fighter tries to do an AMA from Raqqa, Syria. Gets killed in an airstrike before he could answer any
questions. Oh,
that's amazing.
That's the ultimate disaster.
That is the ultimate disaster.
Such an AMA disaster.
Which I'm really stoked about, though.
But even, I mean, is that real? Like, ISIS is like, hey.
Probably.
It's crazy that.
They're crazy into social media.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, these AMAs go that far into every topic, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, I would imagine his answers would be more politicized than a lot. Like, yeah. I do this for Allah. I do this for God. You're like, yeah. Okay,
right,
but
right.
Like, what else?
Yeah.
Like,
did but
you
like,
do
what?
It for?
Have you killed
give me some specific.
Kids?
Like, do you do it for lunch? Like,
yeah.
Were they? What are they feeding you?
What do you eat?
I do this for God. You're like, yeah. Come on, like, break it down for
what
me.
What do you
buddy.
Eat?
What do you eat? What's going on?
What the fuck do you eat there?
Have you fucked a goat? I heard they have sex with goats over there.
I mean, here's the thing. I think sometimes people in desolate areas do have sex with goats.
I have military friends that said they like multiple times found guys like fucking goats. Like,
I mean, I guess
village guys, because there's, you know, not a lot of sex with women because that's against the rules. So
yeah.
What do you do?
Everybody's got to get off somehow.
Plus,
yeah.
I think
and that chin
I mean,
hair
I'm not
is
trying
kinda
to be
sexy.
Mean about people in the American South, but I'm pretty sure people in like. Hillbilly Cajun town probably
fuck, the pig.
Fuck pigs too.
Right.
If you're gonna fuck an animal, the pig seems to be the nicest.
Well, apparently pig flesh tastes the most like human flesh.
Which is we love it.
And
so
we
does that mean we
love bacon.
Eating humans?
I wonder where human bacon would be cut from.
That's a really wow. This
inner thigh, back of the thigh.
First of all, this pod maybe. Spiraled very quickly. Second of all, let's entertain that idea because I'm very curious what you guys think.
I just texted you guys Fine Young Cannibals, too.
I know.
This is getting weird.
It's getting weird.
Where would you cut somebody off?
Like, if you had to eat a human?
I'd take that
this
inner,
is a good question.
Inner thigh.
What would be all right, so what would be the best meat, and what would be considered the delicacy of the human body?
I think the delicacy is, like, the love handle zone.
I think the delicacy is the nips.
Oh, really?
Nips?
Just cutting the nips off, little pepperonis. I think people.
Picture, someone should Photoshop a piece of pizza.
They seem
with a
chewy.
Bunch of
nipples like
on
nipples
it.
Seem chewy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of weird food that you're just like puffer fish. I don't need to eat that. And people
yeah.
go, but it could kill you. And you go, you're right. I should eat it.
I should eat that.
Right.
I think butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks are the good meat, though.
Yeah,
right?
Like a good cut of meat.
Yeah, the worst meat is like a calf.
No, calf
would be. Calf could be kind of good.
I mean, you're on that shit all day walking. That's just, that's so hard and tough. Stringy. That's it's
you're
tough.
Right. It's tough.
I think the worst meat is right in front of your shin.
Yeah.
Or shin meat?
Yeah. It's
but
just
maybe,
like
maybe that's
really
like
prosciutto.
Maybe. It's very
no, the
thin.
Best meat's going to be cheek meat, I'd say.
The old cheeks?
It's so tender.
That's maybe true.
Small muscles.
Like, I wonder if this goes through people's minds when, like, in the Donner Party, for instance.
Right.
When it was like, well, we're going to have to eat our dead if we're going to survive.
We're all pretty jacked because we work out a lot here at this pod.
Yeah.
So, like, our meat is maybe too strong for most people's liking. Because this is also a CrossFit podcast, Jim.
Yeah. This is, we do a second.
The second pod after this one
on CrossFitting, where we just ask questions between ourselves because we don't know
we
anything about CrossFit. Yeah,
how we did it CrossFit in the morning.
Right, exactly.
Also, speaking of cannibals, do you remember hearing a few years back about that guy in Germany or Austria?
Yes.
He put an ad out and was like, I want to eat someone.
This is my favorite story.
Yeah, and this guy responded to the ad and was like, crazy, I want to be eaten. And so they got together.
He killed him.
He killed him. Completely consensually, though.
Yeah.
And, before he killed him, he drugged him up and cut off his penis and put it in a little, you know, sautéed it with some olive oil.
Right.
And then they each tried it a little bit. Like, this guy's crazy. Like, they're both
his
fucking crazy.
His name's Armin Mewies.
Yeah.
Wait, so they both try to eat each other?
Armin cut off his guest's penis, cooked it up, and then tried to share it with his guest.
Damn.
Consensually, the guy was like, yeah, let me give it a shot.
His nickname.
It was apparently too chewy, didn't like it.
One of his nicknames is the Rottenberg Cannibal.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And there was
it's got the word rotten in it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
But there was controversy because it's like, both parties consented, but can you consent to something like that?
Well, it's against the rules, but which brings you back to like a freedom question. Like,
right.
I should be allowed to be eaten if I want to be eaten.
Yeah.
Just like you should be allowed to kill yourself, but you're not allowed to.
Yes.
I mean, if you're sick and you're dying, you're like, just fucking kill me. But it's,
Who does your body belong to if you're not allowed to?
DOT comes over and gives you a parking ticket and $73. You're like, you bastards.
Fuck you.
Are you guys so good at your jobs?
That's
really nothing funny. Else in this town works.
It's such a disturbing story, but it really does make you question, like, are our bodies property of the state?
Yeah.
Because
technically.
Otherwise, why is it an issue?
You're just a tax-paying meat sack.
Yeah.
That the government owns. You're
just
a skin boat.
A skin boat.
Yeah.
Skin boat.
You're just a skin boat boy playing your skin boat flute.
Skin boat boy playing the skin
on a,
boat.
On a slow boat
seriously.
To China.
I mean.
Do you want to revolt against the government right now?
Yes.
We have swords.
I know. We
Let's
all
do it. All right, everybody. We're meeting down at the Wendy's Donuts
really dark.
Tomorrow morning.
We're not going to
We're going to crush a six-pack of D's.
Point.
Talking about donuts, not dicks.
Donuts,
we're
going to
eat
dicks.
All the donuts and then just kill ourselves.
Then we're
right going to
march on City Hall? Is that how you throw over?
Yeah,
overthrow?
No, that's what I was going to say, too.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're just going to take a nap and watch Rick and Morty. Cool.
So I'm reading another Reddit AMA. So what I'm seeing right now with these disaster AMAs, not to get back on topic, which is because I think talking about cannibalism is better. But these are, I think a lot of the disasters are where like one person, where like they kind of distract away from the original thing where it's just like, we're using whoever the AMA's person is as our topic of complaint. Right.
Right.
So this one is, I'm a 19-year-old homeless. I'm 19-year-old and homeless in Chicago. Ask me anything. Right. So the top comment is, and I'm having a hard time figuring out how to see what the other people, what the actual poster is saying. This is a bit difficult to navigate. I don't know if you have any insight on that, Boobs. You're better at these things than I am.
Yeah, I'm having trouble too. Because
It's hard to find who Boobs, the poster is or where the poster is.
Where the original post, the OP.
I think if you click the title, it will link you to the original AMA.
Yeah, but then even there, I'm kind of like, you don't see. I want to see kind of like what the comments were from the person. But maybe they didn't even like respond.
Sometimes they just full on abandon their AMA.
Yeah, I think that's what actually has happened. All right, so for being homeless, you sure have a decent supply of makeup and other non-essentials, your paid cell phone. You also look like you have been missing. You have not been missing any meals and are relatively clean. You say you work a job cleaning dishes and attend college for a time to be a video game programmer, but chose to be homeless because your parents refused to border someone whose lifestyle they disagreed with. These are the facts that we can clearly see in your photo based on your responses. My question is, what is the goal of making this AMA? My personal opinion... You are a legal adult at 18. Your parents paid for part of your college and are now 19 living on the streets because you found out that you cannot support yourself. You think a Tumblrina... You stink of Tumblrina victim status. I don't know what that means. That you created for yourself. I understand that not wanting someone to tell you if you can or cannot be gay, which is fucked up, but their house is their rules, which I also agree with. Kind of agree with. However, at this age, do you think whining about having to support yourself and just get off your ass and do it? You have a job. Now all you need to do is get a roommate, like most people do. Go back to school and live your life. For fuck's sake, your parents still pay for your phone. In my opinion, you're choosing to be homeless rather than pay $200 to rent a room in a cheap apartment while you work cleaning dishes. Don't get me started on your previous post about how you play Pokemon Go while being homeless and in such a sad state. Or this comment of yours, following me home and supposedly live in Hyde Park. This photo of yours, where this is a nice rug on the ground, which is from 19 days ago. You are barefoot sitting on a couch in one. Obviously, this is someone's home. I'm going to ask for more proof. Your previous posts and responses scream of Tumblrina to me.
Oh, Tumblrina.
I guess that's like a...
It must be like the type of girls who are on Tumblr.
Yeah, I think so. And you're a modern-day feminist. Edit. I see her recent responses where she still wants to play up being a victim. I'll make it really clear to my response here. She has a job. She has an apartment. She's moving into with a roommate, whereas her initial response was she was too good to have one. She has places she can go if she needs. She has no problem getting food. She has a phone with internet, etc. This, one, doesn't really sound like homelessness to me, and two, if it is, it will be corrected soon, and maybe my tough love advice below will help her out in the future. As is, she is still playing the victim, though. And that will get her nowhere fast in life. I really do hope that she can survive and thrive. Edit 2. Looks like she deleted her post. After she was kept after she kept lying, her story kept changing. I still am unsure if this person was truly homeless. Either way, wish her luck in the future life, and I hope that maybe some of my advice sunk in. So that's interesting because this is like, oh man, I love Reddit. God damn, I love Reddit. Because this is one of those things where you go, hey, I don't want to sound like a dick here, but what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And it's probably a dude, like, it's probably like us, where we're just like a little bit older and we're just like, hey man, gotta be honest, you sound like a fucking douche right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, we were all 19. Like,
yeah. We've all gotten kicked out of our house for being gay.
Yeah. Everybody has figured it out, bitch.
I know.
Figure it out.
Yeah. No, I mean, but it's true. It's like, you know, I don't want to sound insensitive because I know that happens all the time where parents kick their, you know, kids out for being gay. I do think it's one of those things. I agree with the whole, like, this is their house thing. And maybe this is because you're getting older or I'm getting older and it's a little bit easier to be like, well, the parents, you know, it's kind of a pain in the ass raising somebody for 18 years and paying mortgage and doing all these things. If, like, you get to a point, not that being gay is a choice because it isn't.
No.
But, like, but you know, if they go, we hate gay people, we don't want you to be gay, I don't think you'd be like, I'm gay, let me stay here. And they go, and then you're just creating problems.
Meet some of my friends.
Right.
This is an Indian. This is a construction worker.
Right.
This is a cowboy. This is a cop. They're all going to be coming over for breakfast every day.
It's a real bummer, but it's like,
yeah,
I mean, it's the
it
same
depends
thing.
On the parent. It's like,
well, you know, like I can't, well, you, I didn't, I struggled playing the music I liked for my parents growing up, which I don't want to equate that to a lifestyle change, but it's like, to a degree, it's kind of like, I'm not going to make you uncomfortable with the things
I'm into.
It's
like a mutual
home.
Respect kind of
right,
home
right.
element.
Yeah.
Right.
But this, you know, 19-year-olds don't think like that.
No, they don't.
They're like, they're passive aggressive and pissed off. Yeah. And they're like, fuck you, mom.
Fuck you, mom. Right.
This
you
is my friend Tina. She's a transsexual.
Right. Yeah.
She does coke right. in front of you.
Fuck in the dining right. room.
Yeah. If you can't handle it, fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, it doesn't work like that. Yeah.
That's really just rude.
Right.
That's just rude. You're,
fucking
mom.
On my grandma's dining room table.
I found the saddest AMA.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
This one is... Basically, a guy did an AMA in the character of the Joker and thought it would
Heath
be
Ledger
funny.
Joker?
Like, just DC, like,
nice.
Comics Joker.
OG.
And he was like, ask me anything. I am the clown prince of crime, ready to answer your questions. AMA. So, like, someone's like, who hurt you when you were little? And he writes in, like, half lowercase, half uppercase, like, who didn't hurt me when I was little?
Oh, my God.
It's not a good answer.
It's the most cringy thing. And then, how did you break out of Arkham? How don't I break out of Arkham?
Oh, my God.
Kill some scrawny guard, put on his clothes, steal, put on some makeup, tell the doctors that I'm cured and truly sorry for what I did. The weekly riots also help. And then this guy goes... You are not good at this. Delete this thread. And the guy responds, it's already over. I'm sorry if I wasn't good at this. It's really my first AMA. But as soon as the first guy asked the three Joker questions and I was done, it was completely over for me. Maybe I'll try again in a few years.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
I
like how he just
it.
Answers their questions with the same question.
Right.
As where his, do you live?
As his,
where
like,
don't I live?
Yeah.
I mean,
what kind of
that's like
what
so,
kind of makeup do you buy from the mall? What kind of makeup don't I buy from the mall?
If I were, I would have asked a really complicated one that would have taken some time to be like, what kind of did it do?
Your purple jackets. What's your coat size?
Oh, I just
what
love.
Coat sizes don't I wear?
No, but which.
No, but seriously, you're like a 42 regular because I have a couple extra purple jackets and you might want them.
What kind of jet?
Don't I?
42.
42 regular, yeah.
This guy's like, I love this thread so much. And then the OP goes, why? Even I know this is bad.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
He tried so hard.
But what was his role?
What
Why did he do an AMA?
Like, I
think
don't
he was
have,
trying.
I think he was just a dude trying to do like was, be in character.
Yeah, like character act out.
Yikes!
But you gotta.
Who
I mean,
didn't
rough.
Hurt me when I was little?
How didn't I break out of
Arkham? I'm sorry.
Is that even? That's not even how the Joker talks, is it?
No.
I guess I'm thinking of cartoon Joker.
Maybe that's maybe it's different.
Like Mark Hamill Joker.
So this one is this one maybe is
Scooby
a little
Doo
bit
Joker.
More this I don't know I'm going to read this one live because I don't really know what's going on, but it seems like it's
got a live read.
Live read.
So this is a mod post. So this is somebody from the mod or from the actual sub who is the mod who's in charge of everything. The aftermath of the Donald Trump AMA. So he must have done one, I assume. If he didn't, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't know what this is all about, right?
I think he did.
So maybe a lot of you were present for the carpet bombing. I did a few attempts to post the... Wait, let me read this again. So maybe a lot of you were present for the carpet bombing I did of a few attempts to post the Donald Trump... I have the John Oliver thing, so I always say Drumpf on accident. post the Donald Trump AMA. I figured it would be a good idea to communicate the action I took and why I took it. Basically, the biggest reason is that this sub is not a battleground for political proxy war. Fair point. Since this 2016 election bullshit started, we've had subs sprout up like Sanders for President, R the Donald, which quickly expanded to Enough Trump Spam and Enough Sanders Spam and Hillary for Prison. Reddit as a site has even... Wait, is this the main dude? No. Grammatone 8485? That's not the guy who runs Reddit, right?
No.
I don't remember his name. Whatever.
I don't
anyway,
think so.
Reddit as a site has even had to make adjustments because of how outrageous things have gotten with this. These subs are butting heads, are overzealous, and starting to spill over into other subs. So naturally, when I heard the announcement of Trump's AMA, I knew I was going to have a rough night. It didn't help that the AMA itself was going to take place on the Donald, which meant the AMA itself was going to be insane. It was going to be heavily moderated with a ton of fanaticism, because that's how that sub is. We even had a few posts come in to the sub earlier today, reminding everyone that they would be posting the AMA as soon as it happened, because they knew it was going to be such a shit show. These posts were automated out, or auto-moded out anyway. So why did I remove the first AMA link? For one, it wasn't even properly linked. It linked back to the AMA disasters. We use NP links here. It's visible when you bring up the post screen, end of story. Secondly, there were about 50 comments, the majority of which were people arguing back and forth and comparing politicians and whether or not they were really better or worse than the other based on arbitrary notions. There was pro-Trump, there was anti-Trump, and everybody butted heads. As I said, this isn't a fucking battleground to have your arguments, which is why I nuked everyone, which I think is deleting the comment. So not just the pro-Trump, but the anti-Trump. Everyone, you have your own shitty subs to fight in. Do it there, not here. Thank God the post didn't seem to make any of the craziest. Lastly, was Trump's AMA any worse than most politicians? Not really. A few questions answered, a shitload of golden upvotes. What did you expect from the Donald? Or from Trump himself? It's like playing a hacked video game. The game was already unfair to begin with. Since I removed posts and comments, it's been linked both on subreddit cancer. Ooh, what is that? Subreddit cancer.
Oh.
Hold a goddamn second. Let me subscribe to that really fast. Or am I already? Wait.
Cronyism, corruption, conspiracy.
I was already subscribed.
This is a serious sub for honest discussion about admin and moderator bias and abuse of power.
Oh, wow.
While we are advocates of free speech, the following rules will be put into place to maintain quality in the subreddit.
So a little too inside baseball for me. I'm out.
Yep.
So it's basically for... We'll maybe get to that in another podcast.
You have to know specific moderators and how they...
Well, no. I think it's more about like here... Because this is a big problem on Reddit, is that every once in a while... You'll see a sub that's meant for like neutral politics, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. It's a really good sub just meant to be neutral politics. You'll start seeing a pattern of mods deleting or promoting certain posts, and you go, wait a second, this is neutral politics. What the fuck are you doing, right?
Right.
And that's where that would go and kind of keep people accountable. Anyway, her to her, another sub's mod wouldn't let call Trump on a cunt on a sub. Is clearly pro-Trump and my post is being censored. Someone won't let me use sub-he mods to voice my own political opinion while suppressing others. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Just because you personally don't like something does not mean it gets thrown in the sub. I'd remove Clinton and Sanders if they were in the same context. The Trump AMA was posted because people wanted it to fail and they wanted to pick a fight. Now, I've been dealing with this shit for a few hours. I thought about temporarily tweaking auto mod to block all posts while I got some sleep. But that would be censorship, and I'm not singing to that level. I'll remove, ban whatever or whoever I need to when I wake up. Jesus fucking Christ. So that's really nice. So this is a really good indication of how mods work on Reddit, right? Because we've never really described it and talked about it in depth, but mods are kind of the linchpin of all of Reddit, and they're literally the moderators of the subs.
How much work goes into being a mod, do you think?
I think it's one of those things where it depends. Out of a day. It depends on how dedicated you want to be to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because right? This guy clearly was like, I have an obligation to keep this shit fucking moving. So. Fuck me. I have to go do this thing now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how many are actually employed by Reddit. Because I think, yeah, it's an interesting question.
Yeah, because, there are certain subreddits where, like, the rules get broken all the time.
Totally.
And it's like, they have shitty moderators.
Exactly.
But if you have, like, Morbid Reality is one of my favorite subs. And, like, they have really good moderators. Totally. Because the minute, like... Sometimes you'll get people commenting on something really disturbing and they'll be making a joke out of it or making a pun or, not treating it with, like, I don't know, the respect it deserves. So people will delete those comments because the first rule is that humor at the expense of someone's pain is strictly prohibited.
Yeah, I'm like, morbid reality is more, exactly.
It's supposed to be thoughtful and serious, and if you want to go just watch people die, you go to our Watch People Die.
Right.
And it's exactly literally that.
Yeah.
So, like, mods are super important. I think that you have to be, they have to be super involved in the subreddit if they're going to be effective and, like, maintain the integrity of the subreddit.
It makes a better sub if they have a better mod.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I'm into it.
And I've seen, like, postings of, like, hey, we're looking for new mods, like...
Right.
Like, I think it's a volunteer position.
It's a volunteer position, but it's also, like...
Like, you have to be serious.
Yeah,
it's like curating a museum. Like, you can't
really
just put
is.
Up dogs
really
playing
is.
Poker.
It really is.
You gotta get a couple decent slapjacks up there. I just found John Rocker's AMA. Have you guys read
oh,
that one?
Oh, boy. No. I can't wait to hear this.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it.
I think one of the ads was like, it went exactly as you'd think.
But you know who John Rocker is,
no.
Right? All right. You should explain this.
So, hello, Redditors. I'm John Rocker, former MLB relief pitcher, most notably serving as a closer for the Atlanta Braves from 98 to 2001. I enjoyed being a part of the Braves' 99 World Series and three straight National League East titles from 98 to 2001. So, when they were playing against the Mets, I can't remember what year, maybe 91, one of those years, 99, 98, he made a bunch of comments about New Yorkers being like, let's read his. Can you look up his exact comments for me?
Yeah.
About New York?
New Yorkers. He makes, yeah.
He's like, I'd retire before joining the Mets. It's the most hectic, nerve-wracking city. Imagine having to take the 7 train to the ballpark looking like you're riding through Beirut. Next to some kid with purple hair. Next to some queer with AIDS. Right next to some dude who just got out of jail for the fourth time. Right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids. It's depressing. The biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners. You can walk an entire block in Times Square and not hear anybody speaking English. Asians and Koreans and Vietnamese and Indians and Russians and Spanish people and everything up in there. How the hell did they get in this country? During the interview, he also spoke on his opinion of the New York Mets and their fans. Nowhere else in this country do people spit at you, throw bottles at you, throw quarters at you, throw batteries at you and say, hey, I did your mother last night. She's a whore. I talked about that, about what degenerates they were, and they proved me right. So he's just an awful guy.
Yeah, so he's like a hillbilly, southern hillbilly, like baseball jock.
Oh,
right?
My
all the
God.
Way.
God, and he did steroids.
Everybody did steroids.
I mean, he is Kenny Powers.
Kenny fucking
he
Powers.
He is fucking Kenny Powers.
Yeah, they right. based...
They
based Powers off John Rocker,
yeah.
I think.
Oh my God.
Loosely based.
Yeah.
So first question is, what cassette is currently in your tape deck of your Corvette? And then this guy Van Buren OG wrote, heard his Mein Kampf audio tape has been stuck in that thing for years. And then the next guy just writes, stuck? And then this other guy asked a question, what'd you do with all those batteries that the Mets fans threw at you during the 99 playoffs? And then John Rocker responds and goes, I gave the batteries to your girlfriend for a vibrator.
So
he's like in it, you know? He's like, he's playing the bad guy.
Fuck you.
And you're like, ah, oh, sweet.
That's
so
awesome.
He actually is this like asshole jock.
Yeah.
He's going to talk shit.
Oh that's my God.
Awesome. And then somebody writes, that's such a Jose Canseco answer. Oh man,
that's amazing.
That's fucking hell. Does he?
So it goes on and on. It's actually like kind of entertaining because I don't think he's the kind of guy that turns away from the criticism and the bullshit. He almost like seems like he likes it, and he's like, "Fuck it, I don't care."
Like
I'm a Southern dude. I'm gonna live around other people that agree with me, mm-hmm. and like my life's gonna be fine. And I'm John Rocker. Fuck off.
Like, yeah.
Like
he's Kenny fucking Powers.
That's his like resonant idea. Yeah, it's like his resonant theme. Where else? I'm trying to find other comments of his because I don't see anywhere else where he's. Oh, there we go. here's another one. John, I was at the Braves game earlier and found a fan that had a custom Rocker jersey. People in the stands were offering to pay the guy $150, $200 to buy it right off his back. Thought it was pretty interesting. Tagged as Setup King. And then he responded with, it's good to know that there are still a few idiots left in the world. That's great. Oh. You generated a ton of controversy when you said you took steroids, then said, let's be honest here, who wasn't? Two questions. Were there any baseball players who were normally viewed as clean by fans in the media who juiced? And two, How do you think Major League Baseball has handled the PED abuse, especially in light of the recent Biogenesis suspensions? And his response, well, you guys, well, the guys I know who were thought to be clean that I know weren't, I'm certainly not going to be ridiculous for them like this. I'm not going to out in a ridiculous forum like this. As far as handling of MLB, it seems that they're doing the best they can. One way to fix the problem for good is to have a positive PED test nullify a player's contract, which would give the team the best opportunity to avoid fiscal responsibility. That would grab the attention as a player. It's a pretty thoughtful answer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it makes him not sound so dumb. Yeah. This is a good question. Do you think Alex Rodriguez should be suspended for being Hispanic?
Oh, my God.
And then another guy responds, this needs to be answered. And then another guy says, it does.
Oh, my God.
And then, oh, please respond. And then he doesn't respond.
Nice. That's so amazing.
It seems like he's picking and choosing, like,
yeah,
kind of the right answers.
What do you,
and he's
what
coming
do you
back
of,
with those, like, good, almost like locker room talk. Right. Like, he sounds like a jock dude that you played sports with.
What do you think of Kenny Powers? Moderately flattering. A creepy fact, if you're into trivia, I was born in Bullets Country Hospital in Statesboro, Georgia, in 1974. Danny McBride was born in the same hospital in 1976.
Wow.
Cool.
That is cool.
That's kind of sick.
The Westboro Baptist Church did an AMA, and that went about as well as you could expect.
Ooh, bring it on. I'd like to hear this.
We are members of Westboro Baptist Church, and we are going to picket Reddit headquarters Tuesday, 8/12/14 from 5:15 to 5:45 p.m. Ask us anything. So they say, Westboro Baptist Church is only interested in two things. One, loving God, and two, loving our neighbors. In order to do
blowing up abortion clinics.
Yeah. In order to do this,
everybody else.
We use every resource available, up to and including using Reddit itself. Okay. The top comment with two gold is from Pregit, and it says, Finding Nemo is a movie about clownfish. All clownfish are born male. When the top female dies, the top male becomes female and takes over. How do you feel about this? They did not answer.
That's amazing.
They did not answer that one. But one of the questions they did answer was, how do magnets work? And they answer with a wink, effectively.
Oh,
and
clever.
They got 2,000 upvotes for that.
Fucking idiots.
They're idiots.
Dude, so this is, I'm sorry to retract a little bit, but
it's done.
I found again. I'm like on the John Rocker one now. It's fucking great. Thanks for inspiring the character of Kenny Powers. Other than that, you can fuck right off. And then John Rocker's response, what have you inspired besides numerous abortions?
Oh, this guy is mean.
I know. And then the comment below that is, so you're for women's rights? That doesn't sound like the John Rocker I know and love. This is amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my word, dude. He's fucking absurd. See, I love this because this is really easy to navigate.
This is the actual AMA.
Yeah.
So I think it's finding good ones that we know are good and then navigating just through Google search. I mean, that's,
yeah.
I'm kind of having the best luck with that. The other one we might want to look at is the REI one.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I want to hear a little bit about that one. Yeah, he's fucking funny, dude. John Rocker, man. I read another interview with him.
I mean, is it weird that like he's kind of won me over in this? Like,
well,
because he's being true to himself.
Exactly.
At least?
Like this is exactly how you do the right.
Yeah.
The right anime.
This isn't going badly. This is going well. Like you know when you're John Rocker and you do this, you're gonna get all this bullshit comment.
Totally.
And he's firing.
Everybody's gonna be like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
He's firing right back. This is like prison rules, right? Like,
totally.
You can't be like, excuse me, can you please not shank me? That's against, and it's like, no, this is prison.
Right.
You shank and you get shanked. Right. Tis rules.
Tis rules.
Anyway, so this is a good example of how to do an AMA.
Yeah.
And when you're like a CEO of a company and you have no flexibility with what you can say because you're worried it's going to be, you know, taken in the wrong way, and so you're like a PR machine.
Right.
You're going to get shit on.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah, I haven't found any of the disasters that are like, it's hard to find ones that the original poster didn't bail immediately.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens. They go, whoa, delete, delete,
whoa,
delete.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Does somebody want to dig into the REI one? That seems like it's a point of interest.
His name's Jerry Stritzky, CEO of REI, and he decided to do an AMA because we're closing all our stores on Black Friday. Ask me anything. So clearly he wants to get some like positive press for being employee friendly.
Yeah, and he's coming across as A, this we can already say like this feels like an ad.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you want a pat on the back?
B, like, you're asking for like a pat on the back for being this like futuristic company who's not about making money, which is like we know you are.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask you this one question that all the employees are going to want. So how does it go?
Well, he's like, "Hi, Reddit. I'm Jerry Stritzky, CEO of REI. You might have heard about us recently when we announced that we would be closing all our stores on Black Friday. We're paying our 12,000 employees to take the day off."
Slips that in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You might have heard. "And we're encouraging them to opt out of the Black Friday madness and spend the day outdoors with loved ones. I have my team here helping me answer questions, so go easy on me. I'm new to Reddit and have already learned the hard way that trees isn't about the great outdoors."
Oh, my God. This guy is just, like, setting himself up to get clobbered.
Oh, boy.
This is the perfect example of what
not to do.
You know, go easy on me, guys.
I'm a nice guy who relates to you.
Yeah.
So the top comment has 7,788 points.
Oh, boy.
6 gold. And he's like, "I'm wondering why there's such an obsessive emphasis on membership sales. Why aren't employees incentivized to sell memberships, but rather penalized for failing to do so? I will be more specific. I worked in outdoor retail for several years and was even a key holding manager at a small local shop before I started at REI. I really liked the co-op business model, and I wanted to be part of something bigger than a one-store operation. I soon learned that while things like reliability and product knowledge mattered on paper, the actual priority of management was new member conversion. Even when we would exceed our daily sales goal or get a spectacular customer review, the main focus was on how many memberships we sold that day. With this in mind, I tried to strike a balance between providing exceptional service to pre-existing members and giving authentic membership pitches. Some days I would sell a lot of memberships, some days I wouldn't sell any, and most days I would sell a few. Over the course of the year, I received top marks in my check-ins, was eventually cross-trained in every department, helped out with inventory preparation, stayed overnight to assist with store moves, trained new batches of employees." Like, basically, he, like, busted his balls to be the best employee. So, it was like someone flipped a switch when my membership sales stagnated. I was denied a promotion because I did not sell enough memberships. I had my hours cut from 30 hours a week to 10 because I didn't sell enough memberships.
Jesus.
I wasn't allowed to pick up shifts from people that didn't want to work because I didn't sell enough memberships. Similar things happened to some of my most authentically qualified coworkers as well. Finally, after moving across the country with the assurance of a transfer, I was told by the store in New York that I did not sell enough memberships and therefore they did not have any room on the payroll for me. I wasn't even given the courtesy of an interview before the store to assess any of my other skills. Just a brief email wishing me good luck. I lost my health insurance, a source of much needed income, and any potential coworker friends in a new city where I knew no one. It seems that management would rather take on the expense of hiring and training someone new than risk a lower membership conversion rate from a reliable and cross-trained employee. I liked my job and hope that this is an isolated incident. But my experience involves 2 stores of very different sizes in 2 different cities. So, jeez. Like, what?
And this guy knows his shit. He's obviously in the mix.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like all your, like, advertising is basically BS. It's all about just selling memberships.
Yeah.
It sounds like a rental car company, like upselling you on insurance.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Oh, my God. It's exact same.
So, like, REI now sounds like Enterprise Car Rental.
Yes.
To me.
Oh.
Are you ever going to shop there again? Oh,
yeah.
Mom and pop.
$20 a day.
Maybe insurance. I'm just going to keep shopping on Amazon.
Yeah.
The mom and pop shop known as Amazon.
Mom and pop.
So this guy's credit, he responded, but it's just a bunch of bullshit.
It took a while, right?
Yeah, it took a while.
He didn't respond right away, I think it was the story, and he ignored it.
Like, my team gave me the heads up that I missed an important question, so I'm jumping back on.
This was like at the end of the day.
Yeah. First of all, I wasn't avoiding your question.
After that, other people jumped on it and reiterated what that guy said. We're like, this is accurate.
Like, where are you? He just disappeared. He's not going to respond to this.
And so people started globbing. They started a snowball effect of just asking this one question. Like, why are you all about this? Why are you all about this? Like, why? Like, this is your company for employees.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then, you got to imagine, like, employees jump on Reddit. They start a fake account. And they start bombarding this guy with the same question that they always want to ask their boss, but they couldn't in public. So now that it's like, boom, boom, boom. And this guy's like in his little lab, this PR team. And they're like, oh, fuck.
Fuck, what
is PR nightmare. PR nightmare. Crisis control. Crisis control.
Paper's
just flying. And then he doesn't answer the question. And then he finally is like, and then he gives a non-political answer.
He's like, I feel like your story represents a measure of individual performance taken to an extreme, and I'm committed to understanding what happened. I appreciate you sharing your story, and I assure you that we're looking into how we're using this measure. Good conversation.
Oh, my God.
That's not an answer.
That's not an answer.
That's almost
unless
worse.
Unless you're hiring me back.
What would John Rockert say? Here's a dildo for your wife. Stick it up her pussy. Jesus, that's John really Rockert. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's literally, like, that should be the gold standard for how you do an AMA.
He killed it. I mean,
I know.
And he just was true to himself.
Yeah.
He's just, be honest, you know? For better or for worse.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Ah, fucking people, man.
So REI came out of this looking worse.
Yeah.
To people who use Reddit, who are, you know, it's a small population.
Right. Yeah.
But if you just Google that guy and that story, like, all the big tech, like, sort of company blogs did stories on this AMA,
right.
Like Gizmodo and Adweek, and everyone kind of did write-ups on this Esquire magazine. So, you know, it became a little bit of a news story of, you know, essentially how not to approach your public. Like a fucking douche of a CEO. Like, this guy came across, you know exactly why this guy's in charge of REI. Like, he is a political monster. He knows how to play the corporate game.
Mm-hmm.
He won his way to the top, and he's not a fun guy to hang out with, but he's like good at this, you know, the board is going to think he's the man because he does all the right things
right.
and says all the right things. But what you're not is like a real dude who can talk with the people.
Yeah,
totally.
And that's so apparent.
I feel like that's when you fail on these AMAs. Like, people can sense if you're out of touch instantly.
Right. And I also think it's like, I only assume, and I'm probably assuming this, or I'm probably correcting this assumption that sometimes it's literally just a PR team or person running.
Yeah.
It's not even the person there.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is, like, they end up answering with these incredibly innocuous questions because it's like, I don't want my client to be mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure. We'll get to your suggestion soon. Thanks for posting, right?
There's liability that they could sue a PR company for answering the wrong thing. I mean, who knows, like, how it could go wrong.
Totally. I'm trying to think, like,
being in charge of a big company like that, like, I'm curious to know, like, what kind of person gets there, you know?
Totally.
And it's not, it's somebody who knows how to navigate, like, a corporation very well.
Oh,
it's not,
yeah, of course.
It's not me.
Well, but it's also like,
I'm like third in line at this podcast to be on top. there's only three of us.
This Wyclef one is interesting.
Tell us about Wyclef one because it's an interesting story.
It's an interesting story. It's not as, like, I mean, it's not as dramatic. It's like the, I wish there were more like the John Rocker one, but that's kind of the irony of this is that, like, the John Rocker one, I think people consider an AMA success, right?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be considered a disaster because that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, he was being John Rocker, right? But the Wyclef one is like, I'm 3 times Grammy nominated writing singer songwriter, etc. Wyclef John, and today marks the 20th anniversary of the Fugees, the score. Ask me anything, right? And of course, hey, Wyclef, I have a question for you. How do you sleep at night knowing that the money people were donating to your charity, Yele, could have been spent improving the lives of your people, because he's Haitian, but instead you spend it on yourself and your celebrity friends? How do you justify $600,000 in donations went to Yele's headquarters, which have been abandoned, 375 to cover landscaping costs, 470,000 spent on food and beverages. You paid yourself 100,000 to perform at a charity event for your presidency bid, 100,000 to your mistress, 30,000 to fly Hollywood Lindsay Lohan from New Jersey to Chicago. You've stolen a total of $9 million of the $16 million donated to Haiti. Do you feel like the biggest douchebag on earth, or do you feel, or do you like stealing from the mouths of the poor and needy? Edit was asked for sources, and then he posts a bunch of sources. With all that money you stole from those poor Haitians, how could you help Lauryn Hill out? Why couldn't you help Lauryn Hill out of her tax bill? Also, a good question. And then this is from him. It's so important that you understand that if you fully do research, you will understand that whatever you decide that you are going to do more than sing and dance, you have to be ready for the lies that come with it. I have never stolen from my people. I brought Haitian pride to my people. And despite what they tried to do, I am growing stronger every day and will continue to do my part, as I can see you are doing your part as well. Translation. You should understand that if you... somebody translate it because it's so poorly written. Dude, the more I research, the more it looks like a huge scam. What am I missing? Please direct me to some sources representing your views better. And then he's now he's like deflecting at this point. And then people just constantly are like, "Yo, what the fuck? You really did that?" So what was a huge disaster about this is that it literally like. There were a bunch of people who were like, "I didn't know he did that. Do you have proof?" You're like, "Yeah, here's proof." And they go, "Hey, fuck you, man. What the hell?
I came on here to talk about music and reggaeton, yeah, and now, but now fuck you, dude."
I know. So it's pretty, it's, yeah, this is a disaster for sure.
This is a great one. But he did steal all that money, right?
Yeah, that was his whole thing. It was like,
isn't that the problem with all of those, like, foundations is that you donate and then you kind of walk away and they're like, why do you have a private jet?
Well, they it's a tax thing. I mean, all these accountants, like Hollywood accountants, recommend to their clients that they start foundations for tax purposes. From my understanding,
you can park money there,
yeah,
and it doesn't get touched by the IRS, and then you can pay your board members what you want, a salary, and your board members can be you and your kids,
right? Yeah.
Pretty much, and you can hold money. You don't have to spend it
exactly
on anything,
which I think is the problem. There's some weird ghost sounds in the mic now. I think are you rubbing against your microphone?
Ghost in the machine.
I think Boobs is just rubbing her nose.
Sorry,
rubbing her nose.
I got a runny nose.
Boobs' nose is 4 feet long, so it's in her defense.
That's true.
Easy to hit the mic.
Yeah, you should see her on Roast Me. You would have a thing to say.
That's why I can't go on it.
Hey, Pinocchio dick.
Pinocchio dick. Pinocchio dick. That'd be a huge compliment.
That'd be a cool handle, I think.
Pinocchio dick?
But Pinocchio
D-I-K.
Yeah.
D-I-K. All right, so we're... getting close to
the Ann Coulter one might be worth talking about.
Is there an Ann Coulter one?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, man! I feel you like, gotta do that one for sure.
Yeah. Just Google.
How did
Ann
I miss
Coulter
that
AMA.
One? Ann Coulter. How do you spell her name?
Coulter.
Well, let's see this one. I mean, knowing her, she probably didn't do fucking anything. But
in the Reddit community, I feel like this is the perfect recipe for her. People talking shit, right?
Right.
But she could answer like a John Rocker, you know? Like, we don't know. Like, she's got some balls, you know? She knows she's going to get shit on. Did you see her roast?
Yeah, it was fucking brutal,
it was
dude.
So good.
Oh, my God.
People just
reamed
her.
Oh, my God. They were awful.
So this is a political video of... Where is that? Oh, I think it's... Can you back away from your mic for a second? Oh, you know what it is? It's your coat has been rubbing against the mic stand.
Oh shit!
I was just like, all right, damn, what are those?
I'll be wary.
Yeah, if there's an Ann Coulter roast, I want to dig into that. Or I'm sorry, Ann Coulter AMA. I kind of want to see what that's all about.
Yeah.
So
let's do maybe.
Ooh.
Ooh. Already took those pills.
Oh.
That was dog boobs is cool.
That's a really festive like medical alert.
I need to keep it positive.
Keep
so
it
I don't
positive.
Cry.
It's like 1974. We be clubbing.
Right.
Maybe we be taking lewds.
Yeah.
Take these
first
pills.
Weekend in Miami.
Woo! Yeah. Right. Popping quaaludes, having fun, playing the bass guitar. Bow, bow, bow.
My upbeat morning pills, and I've got my calming night pills.
That's amazing. Where okay, I'm trying to find this Ann Coulter one. I'm struggling to find it though.
Maybe it was deleted.
Did you try Google?
You Googled it.
I mean, that's the best way.
I am Ann Coulter, best-selling author. Ask me anything.
Oh boy. All right, what we got?
Hi, I'm Ann Coulter, and I'm still bitterly clinging to my guns and my religion. I wonder if this is a real person. To hear my remarks in English, press or say one now. I will be answering questions on anything I know about. As the author of 9 massive New York Times bestsellers, weekly columnist and frequent TV guest, that covers a lot of material. I got up at the crack of noon to be with you here today. So ask some good ones. And I'll do my best. I'll answer a few right now, then circle back later today to include questions from the few remaining people with jobs on the Obama administration.
Oh, okay. I see now. So here's the problem with this one, right?
Yep.
Hers was done on the Donald as well.
Ugh.
So it was just a fucking hyperloop of douchebaggery praise.
It was a suckfest.
Yeah, it was a suckfest. So... Which is the bummer with these AMAs, because it's like if you
explain that. I don't really understand that. So,
so the Donald is essentially Donald Trump's like fan.
Sub.
Yeah, it's
his
like
fan
his fan sub
Reddit fans,
and so and it's maybe the most popular on the internet right now. And so I'm sorry, I keep getting these Donald Trump alerts
it's
as we
this, it's
yeah,
like
he's talking as fuck. But yeah, it's one of the most popular on the internet or popular on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was what we were saying about that AMA earlier with that they did with Donald Trump is that they did one with him,
huge, but it's trendy.
And it literally was just a fucking suck fest. And then anybody who didn't suck was just like, well, you know, maybe if you weren't such a dick, and people were just like communist, and we were like fascist. So it was just pointless, right?
Yeah.
And I think that the Ann Coulter one happened on the Donald as well.
Okay.
So. Which means that, unfortunately, you were never going to get any substance out of it because she sucks.
Can I just clarify one thing? Suckfest, I'm saying like everyone's sucking their own dicks.
I know,
Are you saying like everyone sucks?
I'm. It's double meaning.
Okay.
It's a complex
I just
word.
Don't want our listeners to get confused.
No, yes, exactly. I think that's exactly what it is. It's a suckfest in both meanings of the phrase.
Cool. The people doing the sucking suck.
Right.
Got it.
Right. Yeah,
so this one sucks.
Yeah, I think that one's whatever. But all right, so we're probably approaching the time that we should probably wrap this guy up. I know, boobs, you gotta take your pills. So.
Yeah, gotta go take those pills.
Okay. Pill 30.
Got my termite guy coming.
You got a termite guy coming. You gotta take pills. You gotta may or may not go to Mexico.
We'll see. I just got an alert that. The citizens of Mexico might be trying to overthrow their government now.
Okay,
so I don't know for sure.
Because of the gas prices. So guys, gas prices in Mexico went up.
Right.
There's riots in the streets. People are siphoning gas out of cars.
Yep. Robbing people at gunpoint.
It's recommended to not go to Mexico today, or maybe even this weekend.
Yeah.
But their avocados sure are fun.
Yeah.
But it's avocados.
Yeah. Great avocado. But I was going to pop us some beer this weekend with my friends.
I know. It sucks.
I actually do. I wanted to go to Mexico City recently, but I guess it's not a good idea.
Yeah, Mexico City is one of the... Mexico City, the state of Mexico, Hidalgo, and Michoacan are the 4 main places that are being affected by this political unrest.
Okay.
BYO petrol, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
God.
But don't advertise it because you'll get it stolen.
Yeah.
Don't put on your Facebook page, like, go into Mexico. Yeah. Brought my own gas.
You'll be stopped immediately.
That's amazing.
With a guy with a gold 9mm.
Oh my God.
I feel like everybody's handguns in Mexico are gold.
They gotta be.
Everybody's handguns in Mexico are gold?
Yeah.
I'd love that idea.
That's pretty sweet.
All right, so let's can this one with a couple randoms.
Randos.
Texas A&M, Raggies, not interested. Lollapalooza.
Forwards from Grandma.
Forwards from Grandma?
So it's like those really shitty things that your mom or aunt will post on Facebook.
Those are the best.
That's kind of a funny one.
The Bonnaroo lineup, that's kind of dumb.
I just got one, Quebec.
Always get those, dude. Quebec. Why do you get those?
Because I have one karma point, and they're like, we're going to give this guy the most boring randoms.
No. Yeah.
He's as boring as his posts on Reddit.
Or the Onion, that's fun. I'll read the Top Onion.
Ooh, Walt Disney World. This is...
That could be fun.
Dude, I wonder if this... No, that's Disney World, never mind. Disneyland.
The Reddit quiz just says, did you hear why they fired Principal Januski?
What?
I don't know. I love this Onion page.
And this is a subreddit called A Safe Place for Weak Lifting. And it's guys who can't lift very well, lift a lot of weight.
That's amazing. Subscribe to that, please. It's a safe space for everybody who can only bench the bar.
Our weight room and our powerlifting got you down. Can't deadlift 457. Are you proud of your 135 bench? This sub is for you. Feel free to post images, discussions, videos revolving around how you are a failure of an athlete, whether or not you should even. If you need someone else to make you feel bad, you've not been paying attention.
That is so sad, man. That's amazing. I just got Orange County. Which is this big deal right now. Should Costa Mesa add restrooms to help the homeless?
Yeah.
It's a big question that's on everybody's mind in Orange County.
Well, we have them in Venice. Right. And so then there's just like about a million homeless people living in them. So it's one of those things where you're like, well, they're either going to shit on the beach or we give them bathrooms and then they're going to live in the bathrooms.
I know.
Huh.
I don't know.
You know what we should do? We should just get one of those, like a barge.
Yeah.
And just pull it up to the beach and say, who wants to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
And then see who gets on. And maybe you get like 500 of them.
That's so horrible.
Yeah, and you just go, down south. You just head south.
You can go somewhere. Yeah.
And you just see what it is.
You know
like,
what we
I, if I was homeless, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm getting on that barge.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
If I was homeless, I would live on roofs. That's my idea.
There should be. Yeah.
There's a homeless guy living on our roof, and we can't get him off.
I mean, if you're living on like the roofs of like really really nice high buildings, then maybe you could like play a little Batman thing. You're like always the guy who's on the roofs, but also it's like no one's gonna fuck with you. You get privacy.
Yeah.
They should kill rats or something.
Yeah,
like,
you should kill rats.
You turn in a sack of 20 rats, you should get $20.
I think so.
Boom, buck a rat.
A buck a rat.
I've just come up with two ideas. What have you guys, city councilmen, come up with?
Exactly.
Let me pitch this to you right now. Buck a rat and
a homeless barge.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay. I landed on fellow kids, by the way, which we still haven't done. We need to do.
Ooh, nice.
Maybe we'll do that next time.
That one always makes you laugh.
I know. I mean, everybody, adults dabbing. It's pretty fun. Pretty funny. Okay. The morning is over. It's time to begin the afternoon.
It's time to go to work.
Time to go to work.
I work at REI. It sucks. I got to sell memberships all day.
Today I'm working from home. My job is... Well, I lost my job last night. Oh. I didn't lose my job. My job ended. But.
Oh. We're like, oh my God.
I'm looking for a job if you're hiring.
Are you looking for a job right
what
now?
What do you got?
I gotta fix my garage.
I only do presidents. I only do like CEO type roles.
All right, I think that's it. I think we're gonna end it there.
Yeah.
Perfect end. Reddit AMA. John Rocker, our Lord and Savior, Kenny Powers. I'll see you next week with another pod about what we're gonna do next week. Should we do fellow kids next week? Maybe.
That'd be cool. I like fellow kids.
We'll do one. All right. Kids. Cool. We'll talk to you next week. It's your dad.
And dog boots.
And my free day.
Bye.